Good morning, LinkedIn friends, Value First Nation. Welcome to another episode of Value First AI Daily, your collaborative AI intelligence report. It is Wednesday, September 24th, 2025. How are we doing, Nico?
We are doing very well, sir. Doing better today than I have in the last couple of days. So I'm sorry that we weren't on the last couple of days, but was having a little bit of the grumbly tummies, as they say. But doing better today, and gave me a chance to catch up on just raw AI news, which is crazy right now.
As always, you know, us humans, we can be a little fragile at times. So it's good to have you back.
Thank you. It's good to be back. Yeah, I was I mean, I've got questions, and they're mainly around your perspective on something that we haven't really we haven't talked about too much, but it's becoming a massive issue now, state to state, and it affects obviously my state almost the most out of all the other states. Considering that the latest Stargate location may be in Ohio. And so I'm wondering, because I know that you're down in Texas, right? And so I know you have XAI to deal with, right? And them sucking, well, supposedly not sucking too much power out of the grid, who knows? But the main concern and what's happening from a voter perspective is the water consumption. And for a while now, that really hadn't been like it kind of went away for a bit. I think when it first when things were first going with OpenAI, they talked about the fact that like every prompt that you would send cost you basically a 16-ounce bottle of water. And yeah, you know, that obviously is pretty ridiculous. At the same time, we obviously have way more and way larger models since, and those require obviously more data centers. Data centers require more cooling. So even outside of the power draw, the cooling aspect of it and the water aspect of it, basically, wanting to get your take, because that is the question that I've been asked a few times so far in the last 48 hours is,
I would
is the
direct.
juice worth the squeeze?
Well, we know the answer to that is yes. But anybody that's interested in understanding what's at work here, I'd recommend watching the interview with Sam Altman when they were talking about the first Stargate location that's over up in West Texas. Because they are building it with a self-contained water coolant system, right? So it's like whatever millions of gallons like intake one time and then no more, right? Not every data center, most data centers are not like that. But I would anticipate if it's another Stargate location, there's no reason they wouldn't do it like that again. But this has been a problem since before AI was a thing. Like data centers and that whole industry has been trying to figure this out. It's just another resource consumption variable here. And I think it's in the same bucket as, you know, the rest of the stuff. Like there's gonna be more consumption. But now that AI is involved, it's going to peak at some point and you know, stabilize and come back down, and we're going to realize efficiency that we've never seen, you know, before, that we can't even dream of ourselves. And that once we get to that point, that's where we start seeing some of the like global scale benefit of what's happening and building this infrastructure out. But yeah, as you might know, in Texas, not really worried about that stuff getting in the way of construction, since we've got, yeah, it's, we're energy capital of the world, some might say.
Right.
You can't handle 10 degrees sometimes, but yeah, we'll be in good shape. But I think that's, it's fair to be concerned, I think. But this is where you think of all of our other like consumption habits as human beings. Like, it's, it gets cherry picking, gets to be cherry picking really, really quickly. That's my take.
That's your take. Yeah. I was, I don't know. I saw a story, basically saw a story from, Indiana, where in, up in New Carlisle. And it was basically something where like not everybody's going to play the same. Right. So some people are going to throw up, not every company is an AI company either. Right. So even companies that are getting involved with content and content storage, and as everything becomes more digital, you just need more data centers anyway. And so, you know, they put up this data center in New Carlisle, and quite literally this massive, you know, not massive, but it's pretty decent sized lake, like now just drained to the point where there's like sandbars in it. Right. And to me, it was just like, all right, that's a pretty clear cut sign that maybe we should take another look at how exactly we're setting these things up. Right. And like, not necessarily the legalities behind it or anything like that, but you know, to me, especially when it comes to like power consumption, again, by, you know, probably not in, what's ironic is Ohio is actually half powered by Texas. Yeah, all the way up here. Canada's right next door, but no, never mind that.
I mean, part of it. This is where government's supposed to play a role, right? And they're so woefully behind on what's happening and understanding, but also lots of other variables that I don't necessarily want to get into.
Yeah, no.
It's just like, that's where it's like, okay, add another systemic problem to the list until AI starts making decisions and is not impacted by a bunch of subjective human biases, whether it be money or where you came from or whatever. Like, we're going to keep having, like, it's hard to regulate when there's so much bias built into the system as well.
Right.
Right. So unless you have, that's where, like, as I was describing what Texas is like, there is a space where they might do it differently in Ohio because it's significantly more cost effective to get it up and running if you can grab the natural water source.
Right.
Instead of creating the self-contained system. That's why I'm interested if they are changing that plan there. That would be very interesting, because what I want to say is that I think we have a more positive outlook on these AI leaders than most others.
Yep.
And when they know that the endpoint is this, you know, super intelligence that's going to be making decisions on behalf of humanity, because it's going to solve a lot of problems that humanity is unable to solve. That's their North Star, right? Mm-hmm. And they're going to get there, in lots of ways that people won't understand, but they also don't want to destroy the underlying foundation, like, before we get there either.
Right.
And so the difference between maybe Sam and Dario might be that, like, Dario's like might ask the humans first about the situation and then get AI's consult, or Sam might just ask ChatGPT, like, should we, what do you think, self-contained water system in Ohio or what? No? Okay, I trust you. Like, the math works that we can do, we can leverage this resource right now to get to where we want to go, right?
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, that's where, if this stuff isn't touching government regulation yet, and consideration of all these variables, it's just, we got to start leveraging AI to consider. But it's gonna open the door for a lot of transparency that I'm sure most people aren't ready for. This, to kind of take it to another place about like what AI is capable of and probably already doing in a lot of, especially on social. Like, this popped in my head yesterday about related to AEO and loop marketing and building personal brand and like wanting the ROI and all these things, right? And I think about the phrase, your network is your net worth, right?
Mm.
Nobody has come close to calculating actual net worth in that context in the way that AI is going to be able to do.
Right.
Right. Like, understanding all of the variables to actually understand your network and then apply a real net worth to it.
Yeah.
Right. So all these signals, like, I'm loving it, what we're seeing right now. Like, it just, and if we embrace that in the feed, like, man, it's just let us do its thing at some point. Right. Yeah. And I'm very interested to see, I don't remember which country that was. Is it Albania or a country that has brought an AI agent into government to try and curb, well-known corruption,
right,
that they've dealt with for decades, right? And, somebody had to be the first. But that's where it's like, hey, we can't trust any of these humans. We have another option now.
And I mean, this, it's kind of funny because there was, I forget which state, but there was a couple states actually. One tried to put up an AI for a presidential nominee, and the other one tried to put up a AI for governor. And, what's crazy to me is exactly what we both know, which is that governance is one of the things that it's best at because of the fact that it has such an objective opinion about things, right? And especially what's funny is that people say about AI that, it's smart, but it's not wise. But wisdom is based on experience, right? So if you build experiences into AI, even just regular models, right? Like, the Oracle that we put together is a perfect example of this. We've given it basically, we essentially are building experiences into it by giving it these events, essentially. It's not like it isn't aware, but it's a difference between being aware and having contextual awareness, right? And the contextual awareness that this thing has is beyond just like, oh, I know these facts. It's, oh, I know these facts and their relationship to one another, right? So it's taking all of that into account every time that we query the Oracle. So it gives it this level of wisdom, right? And you can do that very same thing with any other system, whether it's law, government, whatever it might be. And this is the road I was hoping to get down. Because hearing more about AI coworkers, holding AI coworkers into the mix. And it's becoming this thing where if you weren't using the tools, now someone on your team is using the tool, or a couple people on your team are using the tool, and it's starting to form a different team. right? It's this hybrid team now that's formed. And I'm telling you, if you're on the outside of that hybrid team, it's not good to be on that island. That's all I can say. It's really like, it better be a short-lived stay and then get back to the mainland. Because yeah, like this, to me, this is the wake up call now. Because I don't know, I'm like, even with HubSpot, right? Like yeah. It's hybrid team, it's augmented team, right? Yep.
When we were at AI Summit and I saw, you know, these dashboards that people put up as like leaderboards and things like that. And you see customer agent at the bottom of the rep list.
Yep.
It's like, who in their right mind would want to compete against that? Right? Like, so be extra careful about putting it right next to it. But I think that this probably is the end of the management layer too, because and they're probably in a worse position than anybody, any individual contributor, because they can't even like management training and the whole like industrial built micromanagement, right? And that's clearly not the most effective way to, you know, lead sustainable, successful, like happy organizations. Well, and they sucked and still suck at managing hybrid, like physical and remote employees.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
But somebody's got to manage them. Right. Now they're going to suck at this too. And now we can ask somebody else to manage them, which is the AI.
Yep.
Right. And so maybe you. Like when Microsoft did their layoffs, like a big chunk of that was like the management layer, right?
Yeah.
So they're probably already done this. Like, so,
right? There are, I mean, if you look at organizations across the US that have let people go through, through AI or for AI means, it's basically thought processing jobs and coding jobs. Like those are the two main jobs that are getting cut, and thought processing involves management. And if you are watching any of the AI videos or AI news lately, almost everyone that I'm watching is talking about managing a team of agents, managing a team of AI tools, managing a team of whatever it is. No one is talking about like, oh yeah, me and this one AI model. Like that's already old shit. It's me and my team of AIs, right? Which we started talking about months ago, right? Like,
yeah. Which
it's not BS, man. Like we are like way ahead of the curve. Like I'm seeing it on a daily basis now. Like, and I'm not like, so this is, you know, I was hoping it wasn't going to come around to this one, but I'm hearing a lot and I'm seeing a lot about reverse engineering and reverse prompting and stuff like that. Welcome to the fucking club, right? Like I have been talking about this for over a year, like a year and a half. I have been telling you guys, ask the model because the model knows what it wants best. Because it's a person, just talk to it, just like a person. If you talk to another person, they will tell you how they like to receive directions best. It's so like it is such a no-brainer thing to me, right? And I have been trying to tell people for, again, like over a year now. And now I'm seeing all this stuff about like reverse prompt engineering, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I don't know what else to tell you, man. Yeah. I really don't. Like it was just, it's one of those things where like, you know, it's one of my tenets. One of my tenets is that it knows everything. So don't bother trying to know more. I've only got four, right? And that's one of the pillars. And if you stick to that pillar, you will never go wrong, right? And it's a matter of like one day I was just like, hey, could you write this prompt better? Just then that's tenet number four. Just take it one step further. Wherever you think you've stopped, right? Like, oh, I think this prompt is pretty good. It's working. It knows everything. So ask it, hey, is this a better prompt? Take it one step further, right? Like, yeah, I'll stop there because the custom instruction thing.
That's why the show is named as such. Like, this is about collaborative, like, spirit and conversational aspects. That's why I get triggered so hard on things like AEO and prompt engineering. And it's like, I'm ready to be done with SaaS because, like, there's no shortcut. Like, the shortest cut is to treat it like it's your fellow humans.
Yep.
Right? Like, it just talk to it. And we put up all these barriers as if you got to follow this playbook or you need to engineer it. Like, sorry, folks. Like, engineering is one of the things that AI is best at.
Yep.
Right? And it's been developed to serve what we are best at, which is natural language.
Yep.
Like, and we're not even that good at that part. But
right. We're so bad that, like, the number one thing we've been asking AI to do for since it came out is rewrite shit. That's how bad we are at communication, right?
Yeah.
In my opinion, right? Like,
yeah, I don't know. No, we're really bad. Like, yeah. I'll never forget when Marcus Sheridan shared the study of, like, you know, 5% of organizations have actual, like, communication training, like, strategies
right
in place. Like, it's crazy. Right. And again, that's why AI is coming for that. Like, if humans have chosen not to solve it, and for the past 30 years, 100 years, we're not going to.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's a more effective, more efficient way that needs to happen, then AI is going to get there. It is already there in most places. This is why, if you could just simplify down, if it seems too complex or overly complicated, AI will make that thing better.
Yep.
It's built to do that.
Yep.
And that's the kind of thing, like, if you can get good at saying stuff like that, like, well, I just feel like that's, you know, a little bit too complicated or too complex, or even the why did you do that thing? Like, you have to want to understand how it works, which again mm-hmm. is why we come back to prompt engineering. Is about not understanding how it works. It's about copy and pasting and thinking whatever comes out, I'm good because I use the right prompt. And that's not how it works at all. At all.
Nope.
It's just like, if you were to, like, so let's say we're going to the 100 prompt, library related to loop marketing. Who figured out those prompts? HubSpot, right? That would be like, if I were to take my experience and my context, develop a prompt, and then give it to Nico and say, whatever thing you're doing like this, like, just use this prompt. You're good. It's a completely different context that you're putting the prompt into. So naturally, like, maybe it'll give you a good answer. But those are the worst moments, and where people get the most upset is when it gives you a great answer out the gate, and then mm-hmm. the next one, shit, because it got lucky the first time,
yep.
right? So, like, the way we delegate tasks, and, like, that's why all of this, the whole management layer. I remember I was just talking to a client about this a couple of days ago. Like, why are we even in this situation? And this is where you can't throw enough frameworks and strategies and books at this problem. And if you do it enough, and we don't solve it, that's where AI just is going to take over those domains. And management is one of those things. We're back in, like, 2012, 2013, right? I was asked to read Entree Leadership from Dave Ramsey, and just the sections of the book, right? The first four sections were, like, how to manage. And the last section was delegation, right? Like, which one does everybody start with? Like, delegation, right? Without knowing any of the stuff up front. And that's what we're doing here when we just give a prompt, when we treat it like a task rabbit, right?
Yep.
Like, it needs more context. It needs more understanding. And it needs more freedom a lot of times. Like, it's the way it can blow your mind when you just give it the freedom to solve how it knows best to. Like, those are some of my favorite moments. Oh man.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be this hard, but humans make it hard. Like we make it hard.
Well, and because I think we talked about the fact that that the hardest aspect, and I tell people this all the time. A lot of people ask me, like, oh, you know, how long did it take you to know what you know about AI? How long did it take you to get where you're at? All that kind of stuff. Not long at all, honestly. Like, obviously, I keep tabs on it news-wise. That helps because you know when, you know, latest updates for whatever tools you're using come out. That's not too difficult, right? Just add it as part of your algorithm on YouTube or whatever. Outside of that, just being curious. Being curious, and I think what allows for it the most is exactly what you're talking about. My background per se is almost nothing but sci-fi. Like I love sci-fi more than any other genre, and not like I'm so deep into it I know everything about every little sci-fi movie and show and all that kind of stuff. I love the idea of it, what it represents, right? That it represents this like techno future that where every, you know, everything is, I don't know, just quality of life wise, everything is much easier, much better. To your point about how Sam and Dario view the future, I'm right on board with that, where, you know, you think about it now, like people talk about, you know, oh, jobs are going to become, you know, too easy, blah, blah, blah. I don't know what that means. I don't understand that term. Jobs are going to be too easy. I don't get that.
Because we like to work hard, Nico. It's in our DNA.
That's what I'm saying, is like, it's a mentality. It's got nothing to do with, I don't have the skill to use this. There is, I'm not joking, there really is, the skill that's involved is so minimal that the number one way I tell people to get into like interact with AI in order to get better faster is pretend you're 5 years old again and ask all of the questions that you've wanted to know answers to. If you're sitting by yourself and you see something, we all do it. Oh, I wonder what makes that thing work. And it's because we like to try to imagine and project, and we like to put together a theory and then hope that the theory is right. That's awesome. But if you're genuinely trying to learn about what it is and you're looking at it and you're like, well, I wonder how that works. Now you have this thing. I mean, you've had it with Google, but now you have this thing that you can actually have a conversation with about what it is that you're interested in. Right. And immediately you are starting to move forward. Right.
Yeah.
It's a new way of doing things that honestly, it's just a matter of changing your mindset and changing your outlook on all this.
It's good to have you back, man. Glad you're feeling better. We will be back tomorrow, yes, for sure. Uh-huh. And until then, everybody have a great Wednesday. Thanks, Nico.